So now I invite you to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so and that is comfortable for you. Just relax in your seat and relax your body. Take a deep restorative breath. Hold it in for a few seconds and then slowly, gently release. Continue breathing slowly, intentionally, as you feel spirit absolutely moving through you now, cleansing your soul, melting all tension, reminding you of your true Christ identity. In the center of your being, know and feel in this precious moment your oneness with God. You are now and always enfolded and surrounded in pure, unconditional, agape love. Know that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are on this earth to be faith, love, wisdom, peace, and all the powers of the Christ. This is your divine birthright. You are enough. You are more than enough. You are here to unveil your magnificence. You are here to be all that you can imagine God to be. So in this consciousness, prepare to release any old agreements that have caused you to dwell in fear, worry, or lack. Know that the power within you is greater than the power and any challenge in this outer world. Likewise, release any old childhood or adult messages that led you to think that you are unable, unworthy, or unlovable. Release those agreements. They are not the truth of you, and they never were. Be willing to claim your divine identity and to live it unapologetically and audaciously. And now, ask yourself in prayerful reflection what your patterns are in using the power of the word. If you say, "I am," and follow it with anything less than a magnificent spiritual being, your word is not impeccable. It is not free of sin, of error thought. Remember Ruiz's definition of sin as anything you say or do against yourself. Set the intention to use your word to affirm what is spiritually true about yourself, all circumstances, and every single person on the planet. In a few moments, I will invite you to enter the silence and also reflect about the extent to which you take others' comments personally. Perhaps you can think of a specific situation where you have done or continue to do this. Just think about how much of your joy and power you are giving away. Relive the situation in your mind, remembering that what others say is never about you. It comes from their own needs and issues. Refuse to take others' judgments into your soul. In past or future circumstances, see yourself saying, "What is this to me? I will follow the Christ of my being." Do this for a few moments in the silence. And now, as we come together As a greater spiritual community, our hearts are full of gratitude for the power of new agreements. We have said yes to our ever-unfolding good, to the divine expectation of it, and the universe is responding. We are at this moment and in the weeks ahead being divinely guided, and we are so grateful for one another, for this supportive spiritual community. We name this and we claim this in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ presence, and we say amen, and so it is. And we'll end our time of prayer and meditation by joyously and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.